Good evening. And I'm here to support what my fellow asylum seeker, as we are being recognized. I'm here to support what she has said. To me, Nigeria is never safe. It is not just starting now. Because if it is really safe, why are the leaders in Nigeria bringing their children abroad to come and study here? Most of them, you see their kids here, studying here. Why can't they leave their kids in Nigeria to study in Nigeria? If Nigeria is that safe, the way they put it. We are not safe, at least in Ireland. The only fear we have in Ireland is the fear of deportation. Not the fear of we walking on the road and we being harassed by thieves, men who are ready to rape you. Knowing the consequences of rape, but they are ready to rape you because they believe nothing is going to happen. Even the big men in Nigeria, those that really have this money, you see them, they go to the universities, pick up girls, sleep with them, give them money. But they keep their own children in a safe hand. They bring their children here to come and study here. They take good care of their own homes. But we women, we are the ones suffering for, not only the women, but the common man in Nigeria. If you are in Nigeria, if you don't have enough money to have a house, build a house, your fence should be as tall as anything in Nigeria to be safe. Even if your fence is tall, the thieves will still come in, your money or your life. You'll be asked to surrender. Some will even tell you, your life has been paid for. Are you going to surrender your life or the life of your kids? You have to choose one. We are not safe. If Nigeria is safe, we wouldn't be running helter-skelter to at least settle down, find our feet somewhere to live, at least have rest of mind. The bomb blast that happened sometimes in January 27, maybe 2003 or something, so many people died. So many women lost their homes, their children, their husband. The Nigerian government said they are going to compensate them. But till this moment, I don't even think they are being remembered or something. If Nigeria is that safe, why is this death occurring every day? In Nigeria, you walk on the street and you see dead bodies. You can, if we are opportunity to go back to Nigeria today, walk on the street and at least you'll see at least 3 dead bodies before walking 4 streets in Nigeria. Are we safe? We are not. Different accidents happen on different occasions. Different people are being killed. You see, deportation, it is not the fear of deportation that is really bothering us. But if we are being deported, are we going to get to our homes? No. Because if you don't have money to bribe the immigration officers, you'll be taken down to Kirikiri. And Kirikiri is the worst prison in Nigeria you can ever think of. And from there, if you have nobody to come and pay and bail you out of there, you will rot there and die there. Nigeria is not safe. That's why we are coming here. We are not here to collect the money or we should see. Thank God for the new law being made for the state giving out now. That after 2 years, if we are not working, the state should be withdrawn. If it can go on that way, we are ready to work. We are not here for the money. We are ready to work and contribute positively to the development of Ireland. At least we have our own country. But if our country is safe enough for us to live in, we won't be here. So I think to the best of my own knowledge and to the best of all the women here, Nigeria is not safe. That's why we're here. Thank you.